Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're back.
Hey, thanks, man. You almost forgot. 603-283-6160. That is the telephone number here in the studio of Free Talk Live. It's the number you need to dial if you want to join us in our conversation tonight. We are here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes our shows will get played on repeat or outside of those hours. So if you do want to call, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. But we're here 7 days a week, so you know, if you missed your chance on any other nights, you can call it tonight or some other night. We're here 7 days a week. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Stephen.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website competing with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, you can download the desktop app over at lbry.com, and then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about spyware, Citizen Lab, and some of their spyware offerings, and we may come back to that. But earlier in the program, we had mentioned, Zephan had mentioned, the anniversary of something called the Pine Tree Riot.
Right, so this year is actually the 250th anniversary of the Pine Tree Riot, and Americans for Prosperity put on an event today. It had seemed like about 150 people there, quite a few state reps, and about 3 state senators. But
so, in my mind, knowing nothing about a Pine Tree Riot,
right,
for example, I think of pine trees suddenly coming to life and, like, you know, I don't know, throwing Molotov cocktails and turning over police cars.
Birds will not replace us.
You know, the pine trees are rioting. What is a pine tree riot?
So to give essentially the Cliff Notes version of it, back in the day, but when the New England colonies were under British control, the Parliament essentially made an edict stating that all trees that were above 24 inches were the default property of England.
So all trees.
Yeah. Well, no. So that's the thing. So this law was actually not enforced, but because, you know, for whatever reason. But then as time went on, they lowered the threshold to be 12 inches.
Wow.
And so that
so the bonsais
that,
are now included.
So, I was like, so, there goes my so, bonsai.
So that basically encompassed, you know, most trees. And the main reason why they had this regulation was because back then the Navy was the pride and joy of the British military, and the pines that we have here are they're very flexible, and so they make perfect masts
to make old wooden ships out.
Right, yeah. Well, and the masts in particular, they're the perfect material for it. And so
if you conquer a land, you get the products of that land.
Right. And so once the 12-inch regulation was put into place on April 13th, 1772, County Sheriff Benjamin Whiting and his deputy, John Quigley, of Francistown were charged with delivering warrants and making arrests in the king's name for violation of this law.
Okay.
And so they galloped into Ware, which is where the Pine Tree Riot happened, no pun intended, and found major offender Ebenezer Mudgett, who promised to pay his fine the next day. And then when the officials then retired to the nearby Quimbley's Inn for an overnight stay, essentially what ended up happening was Ebenezer and some of his men that were also violating it broke into their room and wrestled the two deputies and beat them with long poles.
Whoa.
Yeah, for trying to enforce this unjust law. And so this
where is that spirit now?
Yeah,
amongst locals.
Yeah,
and so this historians actually say was the first spark that began the American Revolution.
Right, 1772, right. Obviously. Yeah. You know, everybody thinks 1776.
Yeah, this, you know, because the first thing that people say is the Boston Massacre, right? But the people from the Boston Massacre were actually inspired by this. And if you see those flags that have the pine tree on it, and then underneath it says appeal to heaven, when I first saw those, I thought that was sort of a religious reference. But no, it's actually a reference to this event, to the pine tree, right?
So how does a couple of guys beating a sheriff turn, like, how do they get the term riot involved?
Because essentially the deputy sheriff didn't enforce the law, basically saying, like, oh, these people were a threat to my safety, and you know, very similar to what
I
we
feared
hear
for
today.
My life.
Yeah,
right.
I feared for my life, and so the king wasn't able to enforce his edict. He wasn't able to get to punish these people for and to be fair, like, just so that people have a greater picture, some people did comply, but the people that didn't comply were the ones that were actually punished the least. So for every violation of the of that law, basically, there was a 50-pound punishment. And then I think that the local judge that ruled over the case of beating the sheriff ended up giving them like a 100-shilling fine for beating the sheriff. So literally cutting down a tree and that's on your own property, one would think, is 1,000 times worse than just beating a sheriff.
Beating a sheriff.
Yeah.
So to be clear, we're celebrating an attack on law enforcement.
Indeed.
And I get in trouble for that. Just saying.
Well, there's a difference between celebrating something that happened in the past.
Oh, okay.
And potentially advocating for it.
Okay.
You know,
well, there's also
the spirit of the act.
There's also a time and a place for everything, and clearly the thing that worked out the best in that time was to beat him. And who knows, maybe we'll get to that point again. Only time will tell. Really,
it was a good time since 1772.
Back in 1772, I remember. No, I don't.
You could just wrestle the sheriff, and if you win, you don't have to pay your fine.
I have been thinking.
I long for those days.
Well, you pay a lesser fine for beating the sheriff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody recently mentioned the phrase "land of the free, home of the brave," and I thought to myself, you know, outside of what we see with the New Hampshire Liberty Movement, the Free State Project, and all the other sorts of folks who are coming here to like-minded people to try and change things, I don't see a lot of land of the free in the United States of America.
You see home of the brave?
I certainly do not see home of the brave.
Okay,
yeah,
just checking.
They're the home of the quivering in their homes and triple vaxing and masking.
I now call it, because I'm a parody artist, I have a parody phrase that I've made. It's land of the fee, home of the slave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because this is what I see now. People go, we're not slaves. I'm sure. Free to get up and go to work and blah, blah, blah. And I can choose, blah, blah, blah. And I can watch
your
cable
license?
TV. Right. Right. Yeah. Like, people don't understand slavery light is still slavery. No matter what flavor you put on it, it's still slavery. Somebody taking 100% of your life's effort, that's what most people think is slavery.
Well, this is the beautiful part about the free state movement, and we can obviously continue this onto the next segment.
Chattel slaves got room and board, man.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll continue our discussion on the Pine Tree Riots, and what is the land of the free and the home of the brave anyway? Do you feel free and brave? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What are we?
And we're back.
And we're back. 603-283. 6160. That is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. If you'd like to join us, those are the digits you'll need. 603-283-6160.
In that order.
In that, yeah, definitely. Yeah, don't dial them in any other order, otherwise, Lord knows where you end up. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Stephen.
And Rich Rich.
I need to tell you about ForkFest 2022 coming up shortly. Right, it's already almost May,
fast
so
approaching.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but ForkFest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and the Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. Again, links to those are found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Again, forkfest.party. All right, so we've been talking about the anniversary of the Pine Tree Riots, and I'm happy to come back to that. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico, who's calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is that Independence Day or Independence Day?
I call it Dependence Day because, well, as people who have tax money taken from them to pay for Lord knows what, you have dependents. They are known as people who work in government, and you should be able to claim them as dependents, I think.
If you're old enough, it's just Independence Day.
When New Hampshire declares independence, I think that the Pine Tree Riot would be a wonderful day to commemorate our independence.
Yes.
Well, I'm feeling free because, like I told you, I'm free balling. Wearing boxers.
Boxers, and
not the Speedo. Yeah.
Free balling.
Well, not right now. Earlier today, I was wearing a Speedo.
Oh.
Was it tangerine?
Yeah. You want pictures?
I just put them on Twitter, man, and I'll check it later.
Yeah, Richie Rich seems to have enjoyed
too late,
your.
Too late, Richie. Too late, Richie. I already DM'd you.
Oh, he's creeping up.
He slid into your DMs, Rich.
Like, no, I'm checking.
I don't know that I want to know about this.
I'm checking and I'm showing and I'm showing and I'm checking. And they're in Richie's inbox right now.
Is it inbox or inboxers?
Oh, God.
Both, man, and in Speedo.
No, it's not in my inbox. The last thing I got was something spam from Zoom.
Oh, man, they must have filtered it out.
Mm.
So you probably didn't get those nudes either, did you?
Which platform did you send it on or through?
All of them, man.
So he didn't send anything, yeah.
Likely story.
Did you have a purpose for calling other than...
Are you disappointed? Are you disappointed, Richie?
I kind of am, because, I mean, I want to take you as a trustworthy individual, David, and if you say you sent me something...
There goes my bad reputation.
I know.
So, I did call about something. Did you see me on TV, on the cable TV, in that one show or that other show?
I Catch a Predator?
That one. America's Most Wanted. No. It is a cop show though. It is a cop show. I'm on the screen with Mary. Let's see what show was that? I've been in so many, I can't even remember what it was. In Plain Sight.
I don't watch cop shows.
Did anybody see In Plain Sight?
No.
I don't know where to watch it. It's obviously not in plain sight.
Law and Order Special Ed Unit.
Yeah, special ed unit. I'm in several episodes, but one of them ties into the captain's portmanteau. What was that portmanteau you came up with last night, there, Captain?
Oh, that's a ways back for me to remember.
yesterday. Yeah, 23 hours.
Yeah.
So it was a combination of incestuous, you know, like the court system, the judicial system in New Mexico, and incestuous and nepotistic. And
nepotestuous or
nepotestuous. There you go. So this ties into the.
I would remember that one.
Yeah, nepotistic, the judicial system in the state of New Mexico, it ties in because you can see me on TV on that In Plain Sight show on one of the episodes with Judge. Let's see, what's his name? Jewel. What's
Judge John J. Romero?
Yeah.
No, well, close.
And Monica Zemmour?
You're on it, man. You are on it because M. Monica Zemmoura was the presiding judge of the Children's Division, and so was John Romero, and so was this guy I'm telling you about, Tommy Jewell, the one you can see me on TV with. All three of them held the exact same job.
I've seen the movie Richard Jewell. Remember that guy?
Wait a minute. Do you get the pattern there? All three of them. Nepo incestuous, incesto, nepo, to whatever word you came up with, all three of them held the exact
Abiogenesis.
Now we know another New Mexico judge to add to our roster.
Yep.
Tommy Jewell. Mary Jewell?
Jewell?
Mrs. Jewell.
Hi, man. Well, Angela Jewell. She was a judge, too. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And soon you will see.
And. So I'm in a scene. You can watch TV and see me in a scene without being cut.
What's the name of the show?
In plain sight.
What episode? Do you know? Episode 1, 2, 3.
I don't remember the episode. They're inside a house and there's a party and the main character chick Mary. What's her name? That might be her real name. I don't remember what her actor name real name. But. No, Mary, blonde chick. Anyway, Mary's at a party with her family, and I'm in the same room with Tommy Jewell, the judge that held the same position as Zemmoura and Romero. And she's married, and Tommy Jewell's married to Angela Jewell, who is another judge that presided over my case. Can you imagine this crap, how incestuous and nepotistic it is?
If we watch the show, does David get residual payments for being in it?
Oh, I don't know. Do you?
No.
Were you an extra?
No.
Did you have to sign a thing?
Extra, hear all about it. I was a background, yeah. So I don't get any speaking lines, and therefore you do not get any residual.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we'll check it out, David. Thanks for the call.
No.
He was on TV. Let the guy have his, you know, 30 seconds.
His moment.
Of, you know, what is it? Andy Warhol said it to 15 minutes of fame, something like that. Yeah. You know,
total it up. Got more than that on Free Talk Live.
Surprising that he was able to contain himself to be an extra because he's just overflowing with personality.
Certainly a large personality type.
Yeah,
for sure. So we were talking about the Pine Tree Riots and the State of Freedom and that kind of thing. Do we have more to say about that?
Well, I wanted to just mention that this is what I love about our movement, the Free State Project, and all of that, is that we're very much embodying that freedom and that culture and history that has made this country, or getting ahead of myself, that's made this state so great.
Yes, I wish there was a lot more of it, and if you're feeling it yourself, perhaps you should consider the move to New Hampshire if you want to be the change that you want to bring about in this world. More Free Talk Live.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron is the projected winner in Sunday's presidential runoff, according to the pollster Ipsos. Ukraine's prime minister is accusing invading Russian forces of committing terrible war crimes in Mariupol.
The Russians begin to bombarding this enterprise, these shelters where our soldiers and civilians are saving from their bombs.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said small children and babies have died of dehydration in the battered port city since the Russians invaded 2 months ago. Lawmakers back off their Easter recess starting Monday. The Biden administration is pushing to secure more COVID-19 funding as they say funding is running out. This is USA Radio News. Wildfires in New Mexico and Arizona continue to rage. State authorities say two wildfires east of Santa Fe have merged to over 54,000 acres with just 12% containment. Five counties remain under a state of emergency. Gusty winds have been fanning the flames. Meanwhile, a wildfire burning on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, has tripled in size. As of Sunday, it has destroyed over 21,000 acres and is just 3% contained. A mama bear in western North Carolina no longer has a plastic lid stuck around her neck. Wildlife biologist Justin McVie was able to get the lid off the bear Sunday after she had the lid around her for at least 4 days. He tells the Asheville Citizen Times the state's Wildlife Resource Commission had been working around the clock to find the bear after she was first seen Thursday. Now the mother is back in the wild with her 3 1- to 2-month-old cubs. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. This is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Zephan.
And Rich.
Before we go to the phones and the fun, I need to make sure that I say thank you to Tim. Tim is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, yes, it is a large electronic thing that makes guitars sound great, but it's also somebody who's visited amps.freetalklive.com and decided that they liked this show enough. The characters, the hosts, the content, the message of peace, freedom, liberty that we bring. They liked the show enough to help us get on more radio stations and promote these messages. So Tim has decided to give $5 a month. He's a silver level amplifier. You can give more. There's different levels. It's a Patreon-type thing over at amps.freetalklive.com. So if you have enjoyed the content of this show, if we've brought value into your life, please visit amps.freetalklive.com and consider becoming an amplifier. There's some special things you get once you do decide to give to, but that's not the important part. The important part is the message that we're trying to get. We're currently on like 190-ish radio stations. We could be on 250, 300 radio stations, not out of the question. It's all up to you. Amps.freetalklive.com.
And what's AMP stand for?
Advertise, market, promote, and support.
Got it.
1 million radio stations.
1 million. Thanks again, Tim, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right. So we have some callers. Let's go to Jems calling from New Hampshire. Jems, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Jems. I'm here to talk about Bruce Fenton. Bruce Fenton is running for New Hampshire Senate.
Oh, are you on a speakerphone, Freedom. Jems?
Huh?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're just kind of dropping out there, so I'm not really sure what's going on. Can you just say it again?
Yeah. I'm here to talk about Bruce Fenton.
Bruce Fenton, okay.
Bruce is running for New Hampshire Senate. He believes in freedom, Bitcoin, and less government and more comic books.
Nice.
You can learn more about him at brucefenton.com.
I have heard that he is running, and I see some folks on my social media talking about him. Are you guys aware?
Yeah, Bruce Fenton's based. I love him.
Not a clue.
Yeah, and I do like another candidate that's running, though. His name's Jeremy Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
He's also running for U.S. Senate.
Are they running for the same office, or is he running?
They are both running for the same office.
Oh, okay. There's competition amongst freedom-loving people for the same seat.
But this
not happening in your state.
Well, but this is the primary, so okay. Right now the fight is to make sure that Bruce Fenton gets the spot of being the Republican choice for Senate. And once that happens, we'll see. But I'm all in on Jeremy Kaufman's Senate run until then, because war is gay.
Is Jeremy running as Republican?
He's running under the LP.
Oh, okay. So you can support Bruce and Jeremy up until the general.
Yep, that's my plan.
Okay, there you go.
Jems? Anything else?
Yes, go to brucefenton.com.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, and feel free to call again. Indeed. The interesting thing about the larger freedom movement here in New Hampshire is, well, all of the characters, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, people who are motivated to achieve more freedom are colorful people.
Yep.
You know. Now, there's something to be said about social change is generally made by eccentric people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how it starts. We attract a whole bunch of eccentric sort of people, and they all congregate, and they all have a similar belief system, although I know one of the favorite pastimes of freedom-loving people is to argue with other freedom-loving people about who's more correct about certain things, and that's kind of fun, too, to watch sometimes, but sometimes it gets heated, you know, that kind of a thing, but it certainly is interesting to watch.
The Overton window of the spectrum, as you will.
Now, I feel like Richie Rich and I might have the same stance on, you know, like running for an elected office, and that is that, voting, I don't know. I think it's a horrible idea. I think it's a horrible way to make decisions in your life and that kind of a thing. It is interesting, though, for me to watch folks run for and get elected to positions here in New Hampshire because it's a bit easier to do here than it is in, say, California, for example.
And we have anarchists running the government. Like that's what it seems like, at least to me. Like if you look at a lot of the NHLA scoring of at least people in the House, we've got about 150 reps that vote A- or above in favor with the NHLA, and I'm on it. I know the people that are on it. It's very much our people, and so. I agree that basically in most circumstances, when you vote, you know, you're feeding the monster, mm-hmm. and it's not good. But here, it really does seem like, one, your vote has more impact because one state rep represents about roughly 3,000 people. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more.
That's 2,999 too many.
No, agreed, but yeah. But it does make a big impact, and I think that a lot of the success that we've been seeing in the state in regards to liberty has been the agorism, has been all of these other things that we've been doing, but there also is something to be said about the political wins that we've been getting.
So let me caveat my position, because you said we might agree, and we probably do for the most part. I don't vote, haven't voted, probably will never vote, almost guaranteed I'll never vote. For me, the purpose of running a political campaign, if you're going to do it, should always be satirical in nature. Mm-hmm. Like, it should be designed to poke fun at that system and show what it really is.
Like Jeremy Kaufman's.
Yeah, that's why I love Jeremy Kaufman's running.
Right. But if he, but without the intention to win, right? Like, if that campaign works and he wins, then like one of two things will happen. He'll like step down because that's what the real anarchists would, you know, likely do. Or the power of the system corrupts him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes like, well, now that I've got control, like I can do good with the ring of power.
It sounds like he's going to continue the satire piece. He says that if he was elected, one of the first things he would do would be to 3D print a gun within the Senate chambers.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I think that that's a way that you can kind of do both. You can kind of take the ring of power and then use it to like create like a jester sort of thing where you're making.
And if he were to chamber around of the 3D printed gun in the chambers, it would give Senate chambers new meaning.
Yeah, well, that would have definitely been much more of a a threat to the regime than January 6th was. So.
Right. Yeah. I can imagine a time where folks, freedom-oriented people have perhaps gotten elected to positions, and everybody in a political meeting is open carrying.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, I just think that would be great.
Yeah, well, I testified on some bills earlier last week, and at all four of them, I was open carrying, and,
nice.
It's good to normalize it, you know?
See, I'm going to take a pot shot real quick at everyone's favorite libertarian, Ron Paul, because he radicalized a lot of individuals.
Yes,
myself included.
Right, even him as Dr. No, right, within his jurisdiction or his purview as a House member, he would put pork in the bills knowing it would pass and then still vote no on it, but still getting money sent back to his jurisdiction. So, whatever, dude.
Yep, that is how politics works, sadly.
Well, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
603-283-6160. Are you freedom-oriented and are you planning to move to New Hampshire? More Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. We're also front and side.
Front, back, side to side.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Although it is the final segment, so if you're not already on hold, you probably aren't going to be on. But we are here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you've missed any of tonight's program, shortly after the show is over, you'll be able to listen back to it over at freetalklive.com, as well as any of our other previous episodes. And I don't even know how far back it goes. It goes back an extensive ways back. So if you've missed any of the other shows, feel free. If you have just discovered the show and you want to kind of get an idea for what the show's all about, that's also a great place for you to start. There's also, I don't know how else to find them other than on SoundCloud, but there's Riley Boyk. He's a sometimes guest host here on Free Talk Live. He takes and he puts together a condensed version of the three-hour show and calls them the Free Talk Live Digest. He does that by himself. We don't pay him to do it. He's great at it, and he does put a little blurb if you want to donate to him in the middle of those. But I use them to keep up with what everybody else has talked about on the show just as a host. It helps me keep up because I don't have, you know, 6 times 3, 18 hours to catch up on the show every week. So I'll use those. So if you like that content, feel free to seek that out as well. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain.
Zethan.
And Rich.
Let's go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. I want to talk about war.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
That's right.
And it's gay.
Government. Like, basically, we've got all this technology, the army, all these weapons, and, you know, when they go in and they invade somewhere, they always say the same things, you know. First of all, they don't show the people back home the kind of atrocities they're doing.
Of course not, because then we might be against it.
Yeah, not since Vietnam have they shown the actual, you know, grotesqueness of war.
Nope, they don't show that. But they do tell you how important it is to be there. That is, if they even tell you they're there. Sometimes they don't even tell their own people that they're there.
Well, and their own people can't even point to you where on a map we're even engaged in. That's another problem.
Didn't Donald Trump run into that problem? Like, he said, we're getting out, and then he gave the order to get out, and then the generals went, nah, we're not getting out. Right? And then there's like, I thought we told you guys we're getting out, and it wasn't.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, no, and then the media basically spends years sort of like prepping the public to support whatever it is that they're doing. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, whatever it is, it must be necessary mm-hmm. to go over there and do that thing which kills a lot of people and maims a lot of people. So what I find interesting is that in every country, when you tell them that their army is doing war crimes or whatever, they say that you are some kind of foreign agent. And this is in every country. Yeah.
Well, don't you know, like, there's nothing more patriotic than supporting Nazis in Ukraine.
Well, there you go. Whether, you know, but remember when we went over into Iraq, it was, well, they have Sharia law and they hate our freedoms. But yeah, we've got to bring democracy over there to, you know, to get them to, I guess, like us. And we're going to be greeted like liberators. It's always the same, whether you're in Russia or the U.S. or I'm sure, you know, China, they have very interesting justifications, I'm sure, for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of started the show like that. It's the playbook, right? It's already been written. It's followed everywhere you go where a government's doing something nefarious, right? That's what they do.
Yeah, an endless series of hobgoblins, all created by the government itself to keep their populations in a constant state of fear so that they can do whatever the hell they want to.
Well, and it's always about shifting the paradigm, you know? Like, we're if you question them, it's like, we were always at war with Eurasia, and then you turn around for a second, and then it's like, we were always at war with Oceania. And so it's that bait and switch, you know, to keep the population in a state of dazed and confused that, you know, really helps them push everything forward as well.
Who's the boogeyman this week?
Yep.
Yeah, and to me, I'm going to call it the propaganda is very apparent, and some internet memes have helped point this out to me, and that is, we've seen recently a whole bunch of blue and gold flags pop up on people's social media profiles.
Sure.
They're changing their picture to, you know, blue and gold. And
I've seen it manifest in reality, like where people put blue and gold flags on their flag posts.
Right. Now, how many Yemenis flags have you seen?
Well, I'm in libertarian circles, so I actually see a lot of them.
Okay, but like, it been, and the, you know, the conflicts in Yemen have been going on far longer than Ukraine, but no common folks, unlibertarians, if you will, have changed their profile pictures to the colors of the Yemen flag and that kind of a thing.
Because the media hasn't told you to care.
Don't you guys know, if they're not European, they don't count. Ethiopia or Yemen or, you know, when the Paris attacks happened, 150 people died, and it was very sad. But you know where else that same day 150 people died? In Lebanon, in a soccer stadium.
Well, it's more than just a race thing. It's also a money thing. I mean, if you look at the deals that Joe Biden has had in Ukraine, it's very clear why they're wanting to prioritize this. And then on the flip side, if you look at all of the Saudi Arabian deals that we have and the fact that Saudi Arabia is engaging in a genocide in Yemen, it's very clear that we're trying to protect the people that toast bread.
Trump was open. I think I've never heard a president so openly say, he said, well, Khashoggi, kind of sad. But we're making so much money with Saudi Arabia, we're not going to do anything about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, yeah. Trump feeds into this stuff, too. It's not like he's this God, Messiah, savior-like figure.
Yeah. What?
Every president since I've been alive has engaged.
QAnon told me something totally different.
Every president since I've been alive has engaged in war, and since before I was born, they have engaged in war. Hey, Greg, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. So, yeah, war is ugly. War is something that would not exist without something known as a central bank.
War is the health of the state.
It certainly is. And so the fact that they're borrowing money to wage these wars that no one that I know asked for or wants.
Are they really borrowing it, though?
Well, that's...
Is there ever an intent to pay it back?
There is an intent to conscript future generations to pay.
Okay.
Maybe not pay it back fully, right?
Ever.
I don't think that that's even possible at this
point. That's what I'm saying.
But the intent, of course, is to keep or to prevent people from seeing the actual bill.
Sure.
Right? Because if they came to everybody with the actual bill divided evenly amongst the number of, you know, quote, citizens, unquote, you'd look at that bill, you'd be like, no, this stops now. There'd be a revolution tomorrow. Right?
Even if it was a progressive bill, meaning that it was done on the basis of income levels, the very, very wealthy still wouldn't be able to pay it. I mean, if you look at some of, at the annual returns of these companies, they don't even make close to that amount.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it, like, mathematically speaking, not only is the, we'll call it the national debt, because we're speaking about the United States, but it's not just the United States. Other countries around the world have adopted the same policies and procedures, where they have a central bank, they borrow from that central bank to finance their own wars, right? It's a repeatable model for governments, and it requires the people who live in the geographic areas known as countries, it requires them to be enslaved, including here. Whether, you know, people are, we're not slaves. Yes, yes, we are. We are slaves to the tax system.
Which is also dumb because they print it anyway.
Yeah.
The tax system isn't about getting the money. It's about keeping the control.
Correct. Keeping you poor, taking from you your life effort. Mm. Right? Now, overt slavery, right, chattel slavery, was taking 100% of a person's life effort. Well, at what percentage is it no longer slavery? Right? If I'm taxed at 30%, am I 30% a slave? Yes, I am.
At 0%, it is not slavery.
Correct. And that is the answer. And what does 0% slavery mean? It means the abolishment of the organization type known as government.
And I'm personally a voluntarist. If there are people that have this weird kink where they like to be dominated by government, by all means, I don't want to get in the way of stopping them from doing that. Just don't get me involved in your kink. I think it's gross and weird.
Yeah, in a completely voluntary organization, something like that could exist, but it would all be voluntary.
Right.
Right? And so no forcing of anybody to participate. And if somebody got into it and decided they wanted to get out, there'd be an easy way to do that.
Yep.
They just stop paying. That's all we have for this evening. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you, Zeffin, for co-hosting tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Richie Rich. Peace.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.